Illinois wins the Big Ten championship. And, Coach, were you able to enjoy any of those games?
No, none. They were just tight games. They went back and forth. We came from behind in all the games, as usual, which doesn't ever make it easy. And, you know, the only time I think I really enjoyed it is when Matt Dittman hit the home run and the kids earned what they've worked for all year.
Well, Dan Hartlib, Illini baseball coach, I assume when Dittman hit that ball, I mean, I was not there. I saw the first two games and just loved every second of it. But when he hit it, did you know?
Well, he squared it up, and the wind was blowing out to left. And it wasn't something where it was gusting out to left. But
right.
We had a little bit of a breeze blowing out, and he did. He squared it up. It sounded good off the bat, but when somebody hits a ball opposite field, you're never sure.
Sure.
But the outfielder kept going back, and all of a sudden he stopped, kind of looked up, and then started walking towards the infield, and at that point you knew it was gone.
Dan, you won all three games in your last at-bat. Do you have a rabbit's foot, a lucky pair of socks? I mean, what was going on?
I don't know what we have, but I'll tell you what, I hope we still have it. It's one of those things. It was one of the most amazing things I've ever seen in athletics from the standpoint that regardless of what happened in a game, our guys did not panic. They always came in, you know, we go down the one game 4-0, and our guys came in, and it wasn't panic, it wasn't pointing fingers or anything else. They came in to hit, and we jump right back into the game, winning in the last at-bats. Guys are just very focused. One of the things that I thought was amazing, and I want to ask the guys when things are over, but it's like they knew the last day that we were going to win it in the ninth because every reliever in the bullpen had come down to the dugout. And you have them down there so they can get up in a hurry. And for some reason, they came down. They knew that we were going to win in the ninth. And I remember looking down. I saw the photographer come down the end of the dugout. I see the whole bullpen walking in the dugout. I'm thinking, what in the heck is going on? And, I mean, obviously I knew we had a chance to win it in the ninth, but you don't want to get ahead of yourself. And sure enough, with two outs, Matt Dittman comes up and just absolutely smokes the ball to left, and next thing you know, we're Big Ten champions.
Talking with Illini baseball coach Dan Hartlib after winning the Big Ten title first since 2005. Dan, when they came down in the dugout, were you sitting there, get back out there? You know,
what are you doing?
or where did that confidence come from in these guys?
Well, it's been one of the most unbelievable things. We have a person by the name of Brent Walker that works with our guys with some sports psychology. And I called him today and just said, Brent, I want to thank you. You know, a lot of your stuff goes unnoticed by most people because it's behind the scenes.
Sure.
I said, but, you know, I appreciate the foundation that you helped lay at the beginning of the year. And his first comment to me was, well, I'm sorry I didn't do a better job to help those guys do some things early in the year. But he said the thing that was most amazing is at no point during the year when he talked to any of the players did they ever point fingers. He said it was always a thing. We haven't figured it out yet, but we're going to.
Hmm.
And he said it was every single person. And that's uncanny because as bad as we were struggling, as frustrated the guys were, they still believed we were going to win. I mean, it's one of the most amazing things I've ever seen. I hope I don't see it again because you know, you don't want to be in that situation, but you know, I hope I see the confidence again because it was unbelievable, just unbelievable. And I'm looking forward to the Big Ten tournament because of the frame of mind our guys are in.
And Coach, 9 seniors on the team, I assume that has got to help a little bit, but I know that that has got to go down. Just that series, those 3 games in 4 years has got to be the best thing they've ever seen or played in. I mean, that series, that's hard to write a script like that.
Well, I don't think you could write a script on the entire year. And then you look at the final series, as you said, I'm not sure you could write that script out and have everything end as perfectly as it did. Yeah, and I told the guys after the game, I was asked what I said to them, and I didn't say a lot. I told them what the next few days were going to bring with an off day and when we were leaving for Columbus, all those types of things. But the one thing I said to him is I told him, I said, I am more proud of you as a group of people than I've ever been with, you know, anyone in the athletic world, just because they stuck together. It's so easy to quit when things don't go well, but the fact that these guys stuck together and still believe, it's amazing. I don't know what changed things. I don't want know what made the guys stick together like they did, but it's a special group. I said that before the year, and then halfway through, I know people were thinking I was crazy, didn't know what I was doing. They're probably right, but we found a way to get going, and it's just been an amazing run.
Talking with Illini baseball coach Dan Harlan. Coach, we have you on about every week here during the season, and you've been really candid with us about your team. Like, sure. You said a month ago, you were saying, I just love this team, even though we're not doing well. But a month ago today, you were 12-21, 4-6 in the Big Ten. Now that you're here where you are, win a Big Ten title, what were your thoughts at the time when your team was 11-21?
I was just very hopeful that we would find a way to get into the Big Ten tournament, and hope that we'd be hot at that time to try to make a run at a regional. I didn't think we'd be in position to win the Big Ten championship because we hadn't played that well. But I also really felt like if we could get into the tournament, that anything could happen, because I think we're a talented team. So I still believed. I've always believed in this team. And, you know, again, whatever made us go, I'm not sure, but I'll sure take it. It's been very, very, very rewarding from the standpoint that, this team has worked extremely hard. And if any team deserves to win, it's this one. Hmm. And, again, that goes back to they have done every single thing that I've asked them to do, every single thing that the coaches have asked them to do. They've just done it the right way. And so, again, I think they deserve it. You always think your teams deserve to win, but we've had no off-the-field issues. We've had no, you know, issues in practice, guys showing up late. They've literally done everything we've asked. That's so just extremely happy for the guys.
And, Dan, obviously you're happy for the players, and they deserve this, and they're the ones that get you there. But what's this mean to you personally, first Big Ten title as a head coach, especially with all the change that's going on in the athletic department?
Well, I can't tell you. I don't. Without going undefeated, this is probably going to be my most memorable year. And again, from the standpoint that I thought we would be so good from the start,
right? Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, we were as bad a team as I'd seen. Not that we were throwing the ball around or anything, but we just struggled. And then to turn it around the way we did, it'll be one of the most memorable years of my career. And as I told the guys, we closed one chapter, and that was a home chapter in the Big Ten Championship. We got a lot of baseball to go, so this is going to be a fun tournament for us.
Well, you're right, Coach, and it is back to reality. You've got the Big Ten tournament now. You're the number one seed, and, of course, the top two seeds get a bye. How big is that, Coach, to get that bye? Obviously, you're going to be facing a team's number two pitcher, I would assume, but explain to people listening and myself and Jeremy, I mean, how big is that just to get that first game?
Well, having the bye the first game, as you said, you face somebody's number two. I don't think that's the thing that's most important, because you have some number two pitchers.
Sure.
The fact is that we won't have used anybody out of the bullpen when the other team probably will have. You won't have used a starter. So as you go deeper into the tournament, you'll always be throwing one person in your rotation that's ahead. So
right.
One will face two, two will face three, three will face four. And again, our bullpen should be fresher at that time in the tournament. So there's a lot of advantages to it, and we can sit and watch. There'll actually be one team that's sent home prior to us playing.
Wow. Well, and Dan, I mean, let's be honest, Dan Hartland, Illini baseball coach, let's be honest, you guys are still in a position where you have to win the Big Ten tournament. Do you feel that way to get into the NCAA?
Well, there's no doubt. We are not going to get an at-large bid. We have to win the tournament to move on. I don't think that's any secret. I think the only team in our conference that has a chance, and I think it's an outside chance, to get into the NCAA without winning it, is Michigan State. And I think they're very much on the bubble if they don't win the tournament. So I think you're going to look at a tournament that that is going to be very competitive. I think it's a tournament, you're going to see a lot of teams that are hungry. And everybody knows that their season's riding on this this final series.
So, Dan, do you not wash the uniforms to make sure you can keep some of that magic from last weekend?
you know what? I mean, there are superstitions. We all have our superstitions, but at the same time, we didn't win because of a dirty pair of pants. We won because of a great heart that our guys have.
Absolutely. Dan Hartlib, I know you're busy. You guys are in Ohio getting ready to practice, but we appreciate, as always, you coming on with us. And personally, congratulations to you, Coach. Definitely. I know this is a great win for you, and what a way to do it. Congratulations.
Well, thank you. I appreciate being on each week, you guys supporting the program. I appreciate the listeners and everyone that supported the program, and I look forward to hopefully being on with you next week talking about a regional.
Absolutely. Dan Hartlib, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right. That is Dan Hartlib, the Illini baseball coach, and a guy that's probably breathing a little easier. I mean, that you know how hard that is to coach those kind of games.
Oh, and I know it's an overused term, but cardiac kids.
Oh,
I mean,
goodness.
They lived up to that last week.
And what great crowds. Kudos to Illini fans. The crowds were tremendous. I, again, was not there Saturday, but Thursday and Friday, and we had some great weather, so everything worked out. I mean, it's all, like I said, you couldn't script it. It all worked out. The weather was perfect. They won on a Casey McMurray home run Thursday to get the first game. Then they score two in the bottom of the eighth and hold on to win in the second game, and then Dittman goes yard, a two-run shot to win it, game three. It's unbelievable.
Powering up right now. Six home runs over that series.
Yeah, where's that at?
And the wind wasn't even blowing out. Illinois Field, it's hard to hit it out sometimes.
Unbelievable.
So, unbelievable run by those guys. We'll look forward to that. I mean, they get underway Thursday. They're playing 6:05 on the Big Ten Network.
Yeah,
here.
That'll be
so
neat.
It'll be a live game. You don't get to see a lot of those on the Big Ten Network. So a chance to see these guys if you haven't seen them yet.
And one question for you as I read the standings here. You printed this out for me. It's the bracket. Basically, Illinois will play the lowest seed of games one and two winners.
Mm-hmm.
So, for instance, if number four Ohio State wins, but number six Penn State wins, Illinois would face Penn State, right? So they will face the whoever has the worst seed. But like Dan said, I don't think it really matters. I mean, I think all six of these teams are so equally balanced.
You talk about parity. I mean, in the last 2 weeks ago, there are eight teams still in this race.
Wow.
So you're talking about teams that Illinois has lost to a bunch of these teams. They've won against a bunch of these teams. It's just whoever gets the great performance that night.
Well, if you were out there this weekend, give us a call. I'd love to hear, did you have any memories of that? I know I was there when, and the one thing I said was Thursday night when McMurray, I think it was 1-2. Now, he said it was 2-2, but I still think it was a 1-2 pitch, and I just, to nobody in particular, just kind of said, I think he's going to take this one yard or something. I said, I'd like to see him fly one right now.
Well, Dan
and
said
bam,
the same thing.
Gone. And he did.
Thing.
I know. That's crazy. But that was my kind of, that's one thing I'll always remember about going to that game.
Well, and how about the gall of these guys, the bullpen, to come into the dugout?
Yeah,
I mean, that just shows you that stuff does play an effect, especially when you're talking about kids. And, you know, when you're that young, and it's just sports psychology is such an interesting thing. If you ever get a read up on it, it's so interesting, you know, just imagining yourself making a free throw, you're about 70% chance more likely to make it.
Totally agree.
So it's unbelievable. Your Cardinals, Dan Hartlib, you can't question much of his coaching decisions lately.
Those
kids have helped them a little bit. You can question maybe the Cardinals and GM Jem Mazalek and Tony Russo, what they're doing. We'll get to that next. 359 call 217-359-2255.
T&J Show, 93.5, 95.3.
New Connect FM.
And here's what we're going to do. We're all going to pitch in and get Dan Hartlib a new cell phone. This is funny. I didn't. This is my fault. This is what happens if I try to set something up.
Well, you're taking initiative, and I like it.
But I did this, and look what happened.
Right.
So I explain to people all the time when I say to you, like, hey, can you call him? It's not because I don't want to do it. It's because I know what'll happen.
Sure.
I put
likely excuse.
The kiss of death on anything. I mean, so, no. But what we had Dan Hartlib, of course, Illini baseball coach. I didn't realize Matt Dittman was in the same room, and he was going to talk with us. So I hung up on coach. But then now when we're trying to call back, we're getting a bad connection. So it sounds like this.
You told him he sounds like an alien.
I'm not kidding you. It sounds. You remember Freddy Krueger? Was that the guy that had the? That's what it sounds like.
Sounds like the guy who would have came up for the rapture if that would actually happened.
I'm not kidding you. The guy that had the long fingernails. That Freddy Krueger.
What if the guy that actually came up? I don't know who would have been in here, but who would have came up for the rapture if it did happen? What if he was like, "Hey guys,
hey,
yeah, it's over."
Yeah. Sorry, I just want to give you your last warning.
You guys go this way. You guys go this way.
Hey, we've got Matt Dittman on. Matt, how are you, buddy?
Good, and you?
Doing well. We were just laughing at that phone I was trying to use. It sounded like an alien on the other end. It was like, rah, 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 rah. That wasn't you, was it?
No, it was not. That was Coach Harless.
Well, buddy, congratulations. What a weekend. And first of all, when you hit the home run to win it, did you know it was gone?
Well, first of all, thank you. Second of all, I actually wasn't quite sure. The wind was blowing out to left pretty hard. I have to say I got a little lucky on that in that respect. But, once I saw that the left fielder turned his back, I knew, right away that, the wind helped me out. And we very fortunate the ball went over the left field wall.
Well, Matt, obviously your team had a great honor of winning the Big Ten title, but you also Big Ten Player of the Week. A great series for you, 6-for-10, 2 home runs, 5 RBI, 6 runs. It seems like the whole team is heating up a little bit. What's the reason? Is there any reasoning behind it?
I would say a few weeks ago, Coach Harlow talked to a few upperclassmen, myself included, and told us that we need to relax a little bit more and take a more relaxed approach to the game, and I guess when the underclassmen see us the three upperclassmen, more relaxed, and they themselves can relax and play the game that they're supposed to, and you can even tell the approach in our practices is more laid back, and we know we can come back at any point. We know we have the ability to do so, and it's just now coming together for us.
Tay and Jay Show talking with Illini baseball player Matt Dittman, who's Big Ten Player of the Week after helping the Illini clinch the Big Ten title, at least a share of it, for the first time since 2005. And Matt, talk about that. I mean, I asked Coach Hartlob a month ago how he was feeling about the team. In all honesty and all candor, what were you guys thinking a month ago when you're sitting at 11-21?
It was pretty disappointing because we had so many goals coming into the season. Obviously the first one being, win the Big Ten regular season, and the fact is, a month ago it didn't look like that was going to happen, but we knew deep down that we have the talent and ability to do it, and now here we are sitting in the first place. We just have a lot more things to accomplish.
Now, Matt, I was there Thursday and Friday, and I know Casey got a little faceful after the game Thursday. Did you get a little bit of that Saturday night?
No, actually, I got the water cooler poured over me, and that's actually the first time that's ever happened.
That is neat. You guys have got to be just riding high now as you go to Columbus for the Big Ten tournament. You get a bye. What does that mean to you guys?
It's huge. Most importantly, it has to do with our pitching. We'll be throwing our number one on Thursday, while the other team will be throwing their number two. They won't have the ability to bring in some guys that they used the day before in their bullpen. And, it's almost like a fresh start. There'll be a team knocked out already. And it's just, one step up from, we have a step ahead of the other teams. That's pretty awesome. We've never been in that position since I've been here. So we definitely have that step up on the competition.
Well, I think at this point they could throw Jake Peavy out there and you guys would be ready to go. I mean, I think it doesn't matter who's throwing right now. Your offense is really clicking. And I've got to imagine 1-9, everybody feels so confident right now and just wants to put a bat in their hand.
That's exactly how we feel. We know that 1-9, anyone can contribute at any point. We've done a great job all year. Guys, if one guy's struggling, another guy will pick him up, behind him or in front of him. And, we're starting to finally, pieces are starting to fall into place.
Matt, we got about 30 seconds. But where does that series rank for you in your baseball career?
We beat number one LSU at LSU 2 years ago, but, we never won the Big Ten title since I've been here, so this definitely has to be number one.
Awesome. Matt Dittman, congratulations to you and the other 8 seniors and the rest of that team. Congrats on a Big Ten. Good luck at the Big Ten tournament.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay, that is Matt Dittman. Great that he called back to visit with us here on the Tay and Jay Show.
I want to ask our listeners, were you out there?
Yes.
Were you out there over the weekend? Did you catch any of the action? And are you more interested in Illini baseball now with this? 359 call, 217-359-2255.
And I'll still talk about the Cardinals before this show's over. I got an issue with them. Tay and Jay Show.